Some things are just better together. Chips and salsa, sports and friends. Breezeline Internet and mobile. Get gig internet with a free month when you order online, plus a free mobile line for a year. It's everything you need at home or on the go. Visit breezeline.com today.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, NAMA Chief Brendan McDonagh has pulled himself out of the running for the Housing Czar. This is the new Housing Activation Office Czar over, controversy that has arisen since his appointment was mooted and his €430,000 salary was put into the public domain. And Louise Byrne, political correspondent for the Irish Daily Mirror, joins us now. Louise, just what exactly is happening here? This man has been, his name has been circulating in the media for weeks at this point, and now we find that this is not going ahead at all.
Yes, this is all a bit of a mess, I think. You were right to describe it as such. So what has happened is this Housing Strategic Office has been set up, and it was set up at Cabinet on Tuesday. Housing Minister James Brown got permission to do so, and he also got permission to find a CEO. Now, it has been no secret that Brendan McDonagh's name has been in the frame, like you said, for about 2 months now. And even in early April, Taoiseach Micheál Martin said that a candidate had been identified and that they would be appointed very soon. So I guess where really the controversy has come from is last week two Sunday newspapers reported that Brendan McDonagh would keep his NAMA salary of €430,000 a year if he became the Housing Czar, which is a term the government hates, by the way. They're calling it the CEO of the Housing Activation Office, but Housing Czar really seems to have stuck.
Yeah.
So there was kind of early in the week, James Brown went on RTE's News of One and he was pressed about Brendan McDonagh, and I suppose the government line up to this point had been there's been nobody appointed and someone will be appointed in due course. But James Brown went on radio and said that Brendan McDonagh was his preferred candidate.
Yeah, so that term was used, preferred candidate. So that kind of singled him out.
It did. And it really sent, I suppose, signals up in Fine Gael, because they were saying, well, hang on a minute, why are you going on radio? This hasn't been discussed between the Taoiseach Simon Harris and Taoiseach Micheál Martin. These sort of things need to be discussed at leaders' level. And at a post-cabinet briefing for journalists, which is something that happens every week after cabinet with the government's press secretaries, Simon Harris, the spokesman, said that Taoiseach believed that this should have been discussed at leader level before this name was made public.
And Louise, can I ask you, do you find it unusual that this name was put out in the media, as you say, 2 months ago, but there was no conversation between Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil about it?
I mean, not necessarily. These things happen all the time. These names, people talk, people get mentioned. I suppose the difference was Brendan McDonagh was the only name being referenced. Usually when you're talking about stuff like this, perhaps more than one name is referenced, but it was very clear from early on that this was the person, Brendan McDonagh, was getting this job.
We saw reported in the media that what Fine Gael were complaining about was a lack of transparency around that, and they mentioned the Tony Holohan secondment as a kind of a comparator, and also the salary of €430,000, which of course was argued about in the Dáil, Mary Lou McDonald saying that it was more than President Trump. So there was some controversy around all of this.
Some things are just better together. Movies and popcorn, gaming and friends, Breezeline Internet and mobile. Bundle and save with fiber-powered internet for just $19.99 per month and you'll get a free mobile line for a year. It's a match made in savings. Visit breezeline.com today.
There had been, and I mean, like you said, the Tony Holohan secondment had been mentioned, but what hadn't been mentioned, Fine Gael had been guilty of this in the past as well. Don't forget the Catherine Zappone special envoy appointment a couple of years ago. So this is not necessarily something that Fine Gael have not been guilty of themselves, but that's by the by, I suppose. Because what happened is it had been widely expected yesterday at this Cabinet Housing Subcommittee meeting that Brendan McDonagh would be discussed, appointing a CEO of the Housing Activation Office would be discussed, and that job would go to Brendan McDonagh. Now, what has happened is government sources described Fine Gael as blocking that appointment. Now, speaking to people at that meeting yesterday, the idea of the CEO at the actual Cabinet Subcommittee with a range of different ministers who were at that wasn't really discussed. There was no names, no personalities discussed. So the kind of the feeling, and I'm sure we'll hear more about this today, but the feeling is certainly that this was something that was done before the meeting. This was something that was very much laid down by Fine Gael. I suppose where we are now is Brendan McDonagh has now pulled out of the race. Yeah. He spoke to James Brown last night, said he no longer wished to be considered, and he mentioned the controversy that this has caused, not only, I suppose, the Fine Gael aspect, but there has been backlash, like you said, Ciara, in the Dáil, Sinn Féin in particularly, saying this is the most expensive job share of all time for Minister Brown. And I guess what we don't know now is who's going to head this up. How soon is it going to be headed up?
Yeah, because we're hearing that it's still going ahead, that the Housing Activation Office is still going to be formed, and it will have a CEO / czar.
Oh, it's certainly going ahead. And there was agreement yesterday between the leaders and James Brown. And there was a statement put out afterwards that this would go ahead, that they were committed to this, that they thought this was very much required. But James Brown would now go and get a CEO or find candidates. And it was an interesting okay. line that said that he would consult the leaders all the way through. So okay. there's no doubt that this is embarrassing for the government, but it's also very embarrassing for James Brown at this stage, I think it's fair to say.
Absolutely. And just one last question. The political fallout between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, is there a sort of a rupture here between them, or is this not that big a deal?
I mean, relationships has been testy over the last couple of weeks, since the last couple of months really, since Simon Harris moved back to the Taoiseach's office and Micheál Martin went to the Taoiseach's office. And there has been, I guess, a little bit of bedding in period. It's 100 days of the government tomorrow, and as you know, we've gotten off to a very slow start. Sure. So relationships haven't been great. I think what will be interesting is Micheál Martin and James Brown are doing a press conference in Cork this afternoon. Do they bite their tongues, or do they go after Fine Gael? I think that will be a real test. I think they'll probably bite their tongues, but relationships definitely weren't what they were before the elections, I think it's fair to say.
Look, thank you very much for joining us on all of that. That's Louise Byrne, their political correspondent for the Irish Daily Mirror.
Yeah, my understanding, Ciara, was that he was going to be on the salary hadn't been negotiated. He would have been on less.
Yeah, that was reported that he...
But it would have been a high salary, but...
It was reported that he had agreed to less, all right, but then, of course, yeah. he recused himself from...
Yeah, and now he will remain on that high salary because he will go back to NAMA until December, and then he will go back to the NTMA. So, actually, it's going to cost us more money. But, hey, you know, populism...
What did you call us earlier? Pennywise,
pound foolish. That's, and we're all for change until it takes us out of our comfort zone.
We're all for change until change happens.
Sorry, one last thing, I won't go on about it, but for Fine Gael to say a lack of transparency is a joke. Everybody knew for 2 months it was going to be Brendan McDonagh. They ran scared because the opposition kicked up about this. And if we can't do this, how are we going to make the really tough decisions on housing? I despair.
Let us know what you think about all that this morning. There's an awful lot going on out there, isn't there? 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.